Let's meditate on claiming our power and surrendering to peace, so that when our hearts are calling for miracles and manifestation, that we're able to navigate and move with grace, that we can ease the suffering of powerlessness through surrender, and that we can claim the fire of power by finding where we have choice to move, where we can actually influence and work with life. In your own beautiful way, whether you want to open your eyes and perhaps look out into some open space, or to look at an artwork, or through a window, or at a garden, or if you want to close your eyes, let us consider and feel for and tune into the deeper truth here. The feeling of powerlessness. I invite you to gently and lovingly and compassionately notice that. To notice where in your life there is that contraction, that ice forming, that heaviness, that winter of powerlessness. Where circumstances are beyond your control. Where something seems bigger than you. Where something seems to be outside of your realm of choice. Think about that. Call it to mind. Bring it into the heart. And lovingly and compassionately notice the response in your body, the heart, the gut. Notice the fear or the frustration or the sadness associated with powerlessness. And in your own beautiful way, share this now with life, with your soul, perhaps, or with divinity, or with you as the deepest, truest self, whichever of those resonates with you. As if this is a sacred inner communion. A communion of sharing your burden, sharing the contraction. This is where I feel powerless. And perhaps to imagine and to feel and sense with your body the presence of divinity, of your soul, or just to feel you as the self, as open, pure awareness, as the space in which this suffering and this contraction has arisen. And offer the suffering. Offer the suffering in the space. Feel it in your body. And let your soul, let the divine feel it with you. This is what it feels like to face this that is bigger than this little individual body and mind. This is the burden and the contraction and the sadness, the fear and the anger around powerlessness. Share that now. and feel yourself as the open, open space of awareness. You are aware of this contraction. You are aware of the thoughts. You are aware of the feeling in the chest and the stomach and the overall body sensations. Be close to those feelings now, because they're not somewhere else. They're right here in the space of this open awareness that you are. Breathe in the support of truth. Give truth to your body, to your mind, to your heart. Invite peace as we surrender to that which is beyond the control of this individual mind and body. Lay the burden down. Lay down the fight and the struggle and the pushing against, the contracting away from. Invite your mind and heart to feel the deeper truth that this ocean of life is indeed bigger than any individual body or mind, that the tides of movement of change are massive forces, truly, when the little wave touches our foot on the vast beach of life. How can we say we caused that little wave when the ocean behind it, and the planet behind it, and the galaxy behind it, and the universe behind it is the cause? Show your body, mind, winter is not your fault. Leave it with life, it belongs to life. Surrender up this burden of powerlessness and bow to the truth of it to be free and to find peace. Perhaps in your own perfect way, to imagine or to feel yourself bowing. The bowing is not anything more than a deep acceptance for what is true. And is it not true that life is in charge of life, and that reality as a whole is bigger than any individual part of reality? Find this peace and give it to your body, breathing it in. Winter is not my fault. I accept what I cannot change, what is beyond my individual power. And let your body and mind rest in the hand of life. And from this place of surrender and peace, ask life to show you where you can choose, what you can bring into being. And in your own perfect way, ask life to guide you with truth, with wisdom, so that you might walk this path with dignity, that you might face that which we are powerless over with courage, that we might find the best possible, highest possible path through the experiences of life. Breathe in that courage and offer that intention or prayer. That we find that which we can influence, where we can choose, and have the courage to face that and to act upon that. And that we find peace through surrendering to what we cannot change. And that we are guided by wisdom to know the difference. Breathe those words in, contemplate them. Apply them to your life. Feel for the deepest truth. You're most welcome to sit with this meditation, to pause the audio or to stop it, to continue if you would like to. Thank you very much.